The Emmy Award nominations are out today. They were announced this morning. A few snubs and a few surprises, as there always are. HBO series Game of Thrones, that just had its final season, managed to get a whopping 32 nominations and has the highest number of nominations for a drama series in a single year. We're going to break down the list. We're going to talk to KCBS, turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline, and speak with Stephen Gatos. He's Executive Vice President of Content of Variety Magazine. So what's your initial hit on this?
My initial hit is that the whole center of gravity has really moved to TV, and there's so much excitement and interest around it. We feel it here at Variety, and I think everybody in your newsroom and in living rooms feels it. And the Emmys are probably the biggest, most colorful example of it.
And before we move forward from that point, Stephen, because I think it's such a relevant point to call out here, why is that? Why is the center of gravity moving to TV?
Well, it's moving to TV in the sense that what used to be indie film and what people used to go to theaters to see, the kind of critically acclaimed adult dramas, the provocative stuff, that's all on TV, almost not in theaters at all. So the center of gravity for film is the amusement park ride. The center of gravity for TV is something that grown-ups can talk about.
Okay, so we're grown-ups and we're going to talk about them. Of course, Game of Thrones just blew everybody else out of the water. Its final season was also final season for Big Bang Theory, and they didn't even get a little nod.
Yeah, I think the good news and the bad news for HBO is they went back on top. They have more noms than anybody. The primacy is there. The bad thing is everybody's looking at each other saying, okay, what's our next Game of Thrones? So that's a big business story. I think another story is the retrenchment or defeat, disappearance of broadcast networks in the Emmys. A great example of that, the SNL, Saturday Night Live supporting players would traditionally get in that comedy supporting category. This year, Stephen Root and Anthony Carrigan from Barry got in, much to the cheers in our newsroom, by the way, because Barry's a terrific show, and it's the new center of gravity. Patricia Arquette versus Julia Roberts. That's interesting because Julia Roberts is a great actress and a major movie star. But if you look in TV terms, look at what Patricia Arquette has accomplished this year with both The Act and Dannemora.
I want to circle back to something you said, too, about the networks versus the non-networks. Are the networks not somewhat handcuffed? I mean, they have to keep within FCC rules for what they can and cannot broadcast. Not the case for the cable shows.
Absolutely right, and absolutely handcuffed and absolutely murdered when it comes time for critically acclaimed shows.
Always great to get your take on these things. Stephen Gatos, Executive Vice President of Content of Variety Magazine.